You're listening to The Sweet Tech Experience.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to a new episode of The Sweet Tech Experience. I'm your host, Floris Anders, today alongside two very special guests. We're really excited to have Quirin Schwarz and Yannick Yeen joining us today. How are you guys doing, and why don't you introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Professor Schwarz, and I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here on the show. I'm working at Boston Dynamics, and I'm doing research especially on the field of robotic human enhancement, and I'm really excited to talk about this with you guys.
And I'm Yannick Gehn. Thanks for inviting me. I am part of the Ethical Committee of the European Union, and I deal with the ethical issues of modern technology and our society. I am really excited to be here and to have the opportunity to share my opinion on this very interesting topic.
Well, it's great to have you guys here. Today's episode is all about human enhancement. Human enhancement is the natural, artificial, or technological alteration of the human body. Its goal is to enhance physical or mental capabilities. It's a very broad field, so it goes all the way from supplements that improve mental abilities to embryo selection over exoskeletons. So, Mr. Schwarz, what is your field of research at Boston Dynamics, and how are you in touch with human enhancement?
So, we at Boston Dynamics believe that robotic enhancements are the next step in the human evolution. Where many people are challenged by nature, for example with diseases, permanent disabilities or brain misfunctions, we can overcome those challenges and give everyone an equal chance. And human enhancement is no longer science fiction. A lot of products like prostheses are already on the market, and research is making huge progress. I believe that in, say, 10 to 20 years, we will be able to treat all disabilities by upgrading humans with robotic replacements.
So, Mr. Schwarz, last year I met this entrepreneur. He told me of his vision to build an exoskeleton that can make people fly. He said that it's going to be the bicycle of the future. Do you think that this is realistic, or do you think that's still science fiction?
I do think that that's possible. Armor suits that you can even fly short distances with are already being tested in the US Army. Even though they're not that efficient for transportation due to their high energy costs, those suits could prove very useful in making better work conditions for dangerous jobs. I mean, just imagine a firefighter with a heat-proof exoskeleton that can deadlift 10 tons or more, or a police officer patrolling in a bulletproof jetpack. This technology, if used responsibly, definitely has the potential to make the world a safer place.
Oh man, I would think about becoming a police officer if I could just fly around with a jetpack all day long. But let's talk about a different topic of human enhancement. The other day I watched a video by Elon Musk's company Neuralink showing a monkey playing Pong with just his brain through a brain chip. So, Mr. Schwarz, do you see brain chips becoming a thing in the future? And where do you think they'll initially be used for?
That's actually a very interesting topic, and even though it is not my main field of research, I too am fascinated by the possibility that could open up in the future with brain chipping. Tampering directly with a brain is not only a very complex but also dangerous task, and progress here is made rather slow. But still, there are some experiments being already made with apes, as Mr. Anders already told you, and maybe in the nearer future we can use this experiment to treat first human brain dysfunctions like autism with brain chips.
Well, that sounds amazing, but how do you see the chances of the dream of every student of just downloading knowledge right into your brain becoming reality? Do you think that's going to be possible?
Yeah, of course. That's going to be the wet dream of every student, to just download their knowledge into the database. But I don't think that science is quite that far yet. it definitely is possible, but it will take a long time to achieve this level of rain chipping, and I don't really think that we need it, because if we would introduce those downloading of knowledge, it would just make every human equal and completely equal. It wouldn't matter if you had any skills or talent. You could just download the knowledge or the skills or anything you need from a global database. So I personally think that we would lose a lot of culture and diversity if we would actually use this technique.
Thank you, Mr. Schwartz. It's quite interesting to think about what effects human enhancement would have on a human being. So, Mr. Yin, you did a lot of research about this topic. What is your take on this?
I want to talk about the advantages of human engineering, because I too see how humans can benefit from technologies that help them overcome genetical disadvantages or that could boost the abilities of a regular person. But I also think that this could be extremely dangerous for us. Let's imagine if many people could use this kind of technology to improve themselves. This would lead to a huge competition to get better than others, which is dangerous because it would no longer be limited by biological borders. You would have to get better and better technologies to get a good job, which would cause an even bigger pressure to perform than what we have now. We would turn into individuals that live a life which is focused on endless productivity instead of living. We would slowly turn into machines ourselves.
Mr. Yin, with that being said, how do you think human enhancement is going to affect how we live together as a society?
So, in our current system, wealth determines how much power we have and which possibilities we have in our life. The gap between the rich and the poor is dividing our society. Right now, although it's very difficult, someone from a lower economic background can still achieve economical success, because technically we are all the same. In the future, when human enhancement products are available as commodities, those who are richer can access better products and therefore become better than the working class people. Now the difference between these classes are not only economical, but also biological, which makes it almost impossible to pass the borders between these social classes. If the people who have money and power are actually superior on a human level, the doors open for tremendous oppression towards a large group of people. Human enhancement could increase the social injustice we already have. And we have to address this issue before it's too late, because improving the abilities of individuals won't fix a flawed system.
Thank you, Mr. Yin. Thank you, Mr. Schwartz, for those incredible insights into human enhancement. I believe that technology is neither good nor bad. We are at a point right now in time where you have to discuss about how to use it so we can benefit from it as a whole. In that sense, I thank you all for listening. Make sure to follow if you're on Spotify. Make sure to subscribe if you're on Apple Podcasts. And tune in for the next episode of
The Sweet Tech Experience.